Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. Today we're talking about what the heck an accidental entrepreneur is and why I'm using this term. So I wanted to talk about this today because I'm using this term more and more. After writing the book and really discovering this phrase of accidental entrepreneurship, I started to use it. Just like we would start to use a new word that we learn, you know, I coined this as I was writing the book and started using it. And the majority of people really identified with it. They were like, oh, that's such a neat idea, that concept of accidental. Like, oh yeah. And it came about because I was describing it as someone who stumbles into starting a business. So I'll read my actual definition to you in a moment. But what I found was there were several people, not a ton, but a handful, right, that came back and said, Amanda, I'm not doing this on accident. I am being very intentional with what I'm doing. And I realized that I absolutely agree with him. And so it was very imperative that I have an episode about what I believe an accidental entrepreneur is, what it looks like, and also what it's not. So that's what we're diving into today. And I'm also going to read a snippet from the book, which I am very excited to say is in the final pieces of editing. If you've been following along on this journey, whether on the podcast or you pre-ordered the book, or maybe you follow me on Instagram, this has been quite the process. And so editing was a big process, and it's still kind of going as I'm recording this, but we're at the end. And so everything is pretty final. And so I feel confident in reading a little snippet of the book. Although some words might change, they're pretty close to what's going to be in the end. So let's first talk about who is an accidental entrepreneur, and what the heck do I mean when I say that? So my definition of the term accidental entrepreneur is this: anyone who stumbles into starting a business by following a passion or hobby. They are generally unsure that they qualify to run a business because they didn't go to business school and tend to want more education and training so they can, quote unquote, earn the title. Accidental describes how they arrived at entrepreneurship, but not how they will navigate through it, because they want to intentionally create a business that integrates into their life instead of taking over it. So I hope you really nodded your head and were like, yeah, that's me. That's exactly who I am, because that's what I was going for with this. You are an entrepreneur, and that might not be the term that you would have chosen at the very beginning of starting this business. And it's also could be the term that you'll never use. I'm going to use it for you because, in my opinion, entrepreneurs are people who solve problems. And you are solving a problem by putting your business out into the world. And so you, my friend, are what I call an accidental entrepreneur, because you're solving a problem for someone, whoever it is that you serve in your business. And the accidental part is that you stumbled into this by following a passion of yours. It doesn't mean that you're not going to do things intentionally. It just means this wasn't necessarily the first thing that you thought. You didn't think about this growing up, most likely. And you definitely have had a moment at some point where you didn't feel qualified. And that is what is the differentiating factor. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that I don't work with. And it's not that there's anything wrong with them. I just tend to work better with one person versus another. And it's the person who doesn't quite believe in themselves all the time. Because I freaking believe in you. And that is the gift that I can share with you, is I believe in you probably before you believe in yourself. And I can do that. And that is my gift in this world, right? And so, you know, that passion of mine of helping you believe in yourself is the gift that if I didn't follow, I would not be sharing my unique gift with the world. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to share your unique gift. But most of the time, the people who end up on my virtual doorstep are people who don't believe in themselves. And so that's where the idea of accidental comes in. Because I want to say it again. It doesn't mean you're not going to be intentional. And I say that again because of the few people who were so brave and so wonderful to reach out to me and say, Amanda, I don't resonate with this word. And I appreciate them so, so, so much. Because had they not said that, I wouldn't have gotten even more clear on my definition. Because I was so sure it was the right phrase. You know, I was like, yes, accidental entrepreneur, bring it on. I love it. I immediately tried to buy the URL, right? By the way, someone already has it. I can't buy it. But regardless, I was like, it is it. But what we have to know is that when someone reaches out in our audience, like those amazing people did for me, they gave me the chance to get even more clear. Because the last thing I want you to think is that I'm saying that you're doing this haphazardly. I don't think you're doing that at all. I actually think an accidental entrepreneur is different from an entrepreneur without the word accidental, because you're doing things differently and doing it intentionally. Like, you're trying to build a business that integrates into your life. There's a lot of entrepreneurs. There's nothing wrong with this, by the way. There's a lot of entrepreneurs who are like, it is my life. This is all I want to do. And I have a 3-year exit strategy for this business. I want to grow it. I want to sell it. And then I want to make more money. And that is an amazing thing if that's where you are, but that's not typically who I work with. So I didn't want to use only the word entrepreneur. And so that's why I added the word accidental. Now you might be wondering, what does accidental entrepreneurship look like? Because yes, you are the accidental entrepreneur. So what does this really look like in your business? So for me, when I was defining this of what am I helping people do? Like, if someone comes to me and they're like, yeah, I identify with this. How can you help me? What does this look like? What's on the other side of reading your book, Amanda, listening to this podcast or working with you, whatever it is? And I would say that accidental entrepreneurship looks like this. It's when you have a passion or a hobby that lights you up. Now, to be clear, you don't have to monetize all of your passions or all of your hobbies, but you're here because you're curious about at least monetizing one of them. You may be a few of them. There's a lot of people who end up having multiple businesses, but the idea is that you're looking to monetize one of your passions or hobbies, and it truly lights you up. You really got to have that fire, because entrepreneurship is hard. So you really want to have that passion and that hobby to back it up. And you likely hesitate taking action because you don't feel ready. So that's another differentiating factor between an accidental entrepreneur and an entrepreneur, like just removing that word. Because a lot of people who are just ready to be an entrepreneur, like, they'll take action, they'll move forward, they believe that they can take action. Not that it's always the right action or gets them to where they want to go, but they don't necessarily hesitate. The accidental entrepreneur often hesitates, and you are not feeling quite ready. You want more education, more training, more something. And so oftentimes you need the support to help you move forward so that you can find the courage to take the steps forward with this idea of yours. Because taking action is going to lead to progress, but you got to have the courage to take the action. And that's where having support from this podcast, other people, that sort of thing. That's where you need the support system behind you. And with the support system and with understanding why you're doing what you're doing, you can be intentional as you move forward. And instead of just running almost haphazardly, right, of trying and doing all the things and seeing what works, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but you're probably going to go at a different pace because you're being more intentional. You're going to look at your schedule and say, okay, I really want this business to integrate into my life instead of taking over it. And therefore, I'm okay with it taking longer to grow because I'm not working on the weekends. Or I'm okay, I'm at enough. I know what enough money is for me, and I don't need to hit that magic number that everyone online is talking about. I know what enough is for me. That is the intentionality behind accidental entrepreneurship. Again, accidental is how you arrived at entrepreneurship, not how it looks as you're navigating it. So doesn't that sound wonderful? Like, as I describe that, I hope it was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want. And so that is who I am trying to help with everything going forward. So if you've been around for a while, you've seen a shift, right? Originally when I first started my business, the trajectory of everything was like, oh, I thought I was going to work with corporations. And then I decided, oh, I really enjoy working with yoga teachers. And I still do, by the way, yoga teachers, all yoga teachers listening, you're an accidental entrepreneur. You stumbled in to being an entrepreneur after graduating yoga teacher training. And so as I was working with yoga teachers, I realized not only do I have other people in my audience that continued to tell me, Amanda, I did this. I know I'm not a yoga teacher, but your method worked for me. And so I recognized that shift. But the other part that I recognized is that it's really the struggle that you're dealing with, and it extends past yoga teachers. And so that's where I've arrived at the idea of an accidental entrepreneur, someone who stumbled into entrepreneurship almost by accident, right? But who's looking to be intentional with it. And so if that resonated with you, I'm so excited you're in the right place, because I'm going to, like, everything I do is for you. Oh my gosh, that's a song, isn't it? I just started singing it in my head in that moment. Anyways, coming back to reality here, all the things that I do, all the content I create, all of whatever is next, right? I wrote this book for you so that it can help guide you. So the reason I'm talking about the book now is because I want to read a little snippet from the book, because this is what led me to writing about this phrase. And so if there is a lesson in this, it is use your content to help shine the lens on what you want to do. And so as I was writing this book, the word accidental, or the phrase accidental entrepreneur, came up, and I continued to hone in, and it was through feedback from others that I got even more clear. So I'm going to read a snippet from the book, and I'm very excited to share this with you. Congrats, you are an accidental entrepreneur. If you and I were chatting over coffee, or tea, or wine, pick your fave, I like them all, and I asked you what title you would give yourself, you might not choose entrepreneur. You might consider yourself a hobbyist turned, I think I can make money with this, or a stay-at-home parent looking to create cash flow for your family, or maybe everyone keeps telling you, you know you could charge for this. Regardless, you are in the right place, and I'm talking to you in this book. While you ultimately get to pick the title that resonates with you, CEO, founder, badass boss, anything like that, for the purposes of this book, I've got a new title for you, accidental entrepreneur. Here's my definition. Anyone who stumbles into starting a business by following a passion or hobby, they are generally unsure that they qualify to run a business because they didn't go to business school and tend to want more education and training so they can, quote unquote, earn the title. Accidental describes how they arrived at entrepreneurship, but not how they will navigate through it, because they want to intentionally create a business that integrates into their life instead of taking over it. Hey there, accidental entrepreneur. Because I know you just said, yep, that's me. The cool part about adding the word accidental is that it automatically takes some of the pressure off. When something is accidental, it means that something occurred unexpectedly. And when that happens, everyone knows it's okay to be thrown off for a little bit. So you get a grace period. You trip by accident, you have time to get up and get your footing. You take a wrong turn by accident, you pause and let the GPS recalibrate. So now you have this new title of accidental entrepreneur, so you can give yourself some grace to find your footing. And that's exactly what we're going to explore in this book. Isn't that fun? It's really fun to read some of this book out loud. One of these days, I'm going to work on the audio version of the book. I'm sure it's going to take quite some time because it's kind of long, but I'm excited about it because it is fun to read these snippets. So if that was of interest to you and you're like, you know what? This sounds great. I want to hear more. If you're listening to this live, which is in 2023 in the month of April, you can pre-order the book. So at the end of May, beginning of June, pre-orders will go away and you can actually order the book. So depending on when you're listening to this, you can either pre-order or order. Either way, all you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/book to get your copy. And if it's after June 2023, you can go to where all the books are sold and order your copy because it'll be everywhere. But that's all you got to do. I would love for you to get your hands on this book and tell me what you think about it. But until then, I want you to embrace this term of accidental entrepreneur as you move forward in your business. Because when you do this, you'll give yourself the grace. You'll give yourself some space to recalibrate, like pausing when the GPS has to recalibrate, right? That's what you're going to do so that you can move forward intentionally. And I want you to also remember that entrepreneurship is never a straight line of progress. So whatever your path is looking like right now, if it's a twisty, turny, feeling like you're going backwards path, you're on the right path, my friend. You're doing great because no entrepreneurship path is straight. So it's going to feel a little twisty, turny along the way. But give yourself some space and some grace to do that and have those detours when they come up. So until next time, give yourself permission to be an accidental entrepreneur and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.